Also, what did Davos just call me?
Yo, I want to hear. I don't like the way that Davos says that. I don't want to hear him say nigga no more.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, habitual line stepper. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ, Jameis Winston's speechwriter. Hey, fellas.
Hey, that's actually a pretty good compliment.
We're going to have a good podcast today. I got faith in the Lord. ask me a question that has nothing to do with anything. That way I can just tell you how I have faith in the Lord.
And then Nick go on Amazon and buy you a dub.
Oh, fuck.
PJ didn't have a good night last night.
Fuck, man.
I had a pretty good day yesterday.
Yeah, fuck your day, all right?
Stressful.
You know what? I take that back. I'm in a good mood today. Kendrick drop. My heart is happy.
Like, yeah, the Steelers lost, but then Kendrick said, I'll catch you, baby bird.
And he did.
Anyways, this is not a Kendrick Lamar podcast.
But it can be. I'm here for it. Y'all want lyric breakdowns? We got you.
Who is we? Anyways, this is a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. And this week, we are discussing Game of Thrones Season 3, Episode 10, the finale, Misa, an air date of June 9th, 2013, written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by David Nutter, and had a rating of 5.39 million.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
I just want to start off the episode by saying I apologize for what I said last week, by saying that this is going to be like a pretty meh episode, because this opening scene was enough for me.
Oh, I got a question about the opening scene.
All right, well, let's just get right down to this opening scene and how I think that this is what after parties with Bills fans are like.
It might Possibly. Be accurate.
This actually might be what happened in Cleveland last night. In the snow.
Now, let me say, when I saw that tweet that stressed me out and made me text you, TJ, like, we need to make sure he doesn't find out about this. It was this picture of Rob wearing Grey Wynn's head.
Yo, that's...
Woo!
Okay, so here's my question to you, James. Here's my question to you. To this point, who's had it harder from a mental perspective? Sansa or Arya?
Oh, that... From a mental perspective, seeing your dad and your brother headless.
Seeing your brother with his fucking direwolf's head on his body. And before you cut in, Lauren, just to this point, that's all I'm talking about. To this point, hey, you shutting up, but you shutting up out of like pettiness. But shutting up, one way or another, you know, it's fine.
No, because you're saying to this point, so I'll get back to this point after he answers.
Yeah, that's a tough answer, because
it is.
Sansa, it feels like every single episode she's having to deal with something mentally, whereas Arya, it seems like it's just one big thing and then one big thing, but not a everyday occurring thing.
Arya's on her own every day,
but she's had Gendry there with her.
She's fighting for her life every day.
For me personally, it would be if I was in our issues, I would have a much harder mental time. than I would if I was in Sansa's.
Okay. That's nice that you think that. But I would like to point out Sansa was almost gang raped and murdered. Do we think that does not take a mental toll on a child?
Never said that.
No.
Actually, I think that takes a very big mental toll on children.
Okay. So do you think that that happening to her and her actually having nightmares from that, do you think that like what Arya's seen is worse? When you just pointed out there have been people around Arya to protect her. She had Jaqen H'ghar, she had Gendry, she had the Hound.
Yeah, but she watched her dad get his head chopped off,
So
and
did
then
Sansa. And then Sansa had to go look at it.
true, Sansa was still there and did have to go. I forgot about that too. Did have to go look at the head on the pike.
It's a tough one. It's a toss up. I just asked the question.
Once we get to the end of this episode, I'll actually tell you why it's not a toss up.
We'll agree to disagree at the end of the episode.
That's fine.
But back to the scene. Damn. That's all I got. Just damn.
That Roos has.
Yo, he's fucking leading the mutiny.
Still holding the knife.
I thought that was pretty good. Like him going up with the knife to look over and all the Starks are just getting fucking murdered.
So here's my question, Ginge. Has Arya added a name to her list?
But I don't know, because would she just sit there and say the new name would be Walder Frey? Like, she doesn't know who actually did it.
She knows where they're at.
Exactly. So is she going to add the entire twins to her list?
She knows who runs the twins. She knows who castle it happened in.
I would say it'd be added to the list. I would have added it to the list.
Well, speaking of lists, Tyrion's got a list of his own.
Yeah, he does.
People you're going to kill for laughing at me? Please be serious. Hey, you guys. What's the vulgar word for dung?
Shift. Yo, how old is this girl?
My sweet girl.
Yo, how old is she?
My sweet, sweet girl. And at that moment, Shay was like, you know what? They're getting way too close, but she is still just a child.
Yeah.
But they are getting close. She does have Tyrion. She has Tyrion. She seems really happy to have Tyrion. Until, oop, how much longer is she going to have Tyrion? Because guess what? Rosalind caught a fine fat trout. And her brothers gave her 2 wolf pelts for her wedding.
Yep. Yo, Pycelle's still playing games with Tyrion. Like, why are we doing this?
Joffrey's excited, like he did it.
Yeah. And then he gets sent to bed. This little bitch is tired.
Oh my goodness. Let's not forget though that Tyrion threatens him with violence once again because Joffrey wants to serve Sansa Rob's head. And Sansa is protected by Tyrion.
Who? Hang on. Can I just say, is having Tyrion as a protector better than anything that Arya's had?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll get to that later, I guess. Guess we'll get to that later. But anyway, Tyrion, spoiler alert, this is the last time anybody does anything to protect Sansa. Anyways, Tyrion once again threatens the king in front of people.
And nothing happens.
And so back to your question, TJ, of like why Tywin doesn't do anything. I thought about it and I was like, oh, duh, it's because right now Tyrion is his only heir. Like, Jaime's not back in hand yet, so I really can't let Tyrion die.
Yeah. And we get that answer from Tywin himself.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Joffrey does make sure to remind everyone that he is the king. But Tywin...
No, we'll come back that. We'll come back to that in the quote section.
No.
Aw, man. Like,
Tywin, who's not up for the bullshit, checks him. And then Joffrey has another tantrum where he says, my father won the real war. And technically, he's not wrong because his father killed the king.
You're right. His father did kill the king.
Yeah. A broken clock is right twice a day.
Damn right.
Now
here's do we think Joffrey knew what he was saying?
Absolutely the fuck not. Because here's my question. Like, here's my question. Which room was more silent? When Tyrion threatened Joffrey or when Joffrey threatened Tywin?
I think when Joffrey threatened Tywin.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody's looking. And but here's the thing though. Like, Joffrey threatens Tyrion back. Like, when Tyrion threatens him. And then Tywin just put the boy to bed.
That was it.
Like, imagine being a fucking teenager and getting told, oh, you're tired, go to bed. And give that motherfucker some NyQuil before he goes.
Give him the melatonin.
Yeah.
React exactly.
Double dose.
React exactly like a child. I am not tired. He says, take the king to bed. Like, Cersei jumped up like, you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, you ain't got to tell me twice. You do need some sleep, son.
Yeah, we have a wedding to plan.
You do need some sleep. But yo, Joffrey's getting bold. Where do you think this gets him, James? Like, season four, are we going to see Joffrey, a different side of Joffrey? Like, is he gonna like use his vengeance on everybody? Like, where do you think this gets him?
No, I think he's gonna just. I think what he's gonna do is be like a scared little boy around everybody, but then behind corners or behind doors and stuff, find people that are less than him, quote unquote, less than him.
Yeah. So, kind of like what we saw with the guy that was telling the jokes in like season one? Where he gives the guy the option of the tongue or his hands.
Oh, the bard season.
Yeah, the bard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Season one.
Yeah.
Back to shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see when he wakes up from his nap. But first, Tywin needs to talk to his son about putting a baby in that brood mare I've given you.
Well, let me ask you this. Do we think that Tyrion would have rather just been killed for threatening Joffrey than have this life lesson from Tywin at this moment? Because the look on his face after he called him back was like, fuck. Fuck.
Tywin seems really, really pleased with himself for this plot that he's come up with to win this war. Like, and we'll hear this again. Like, would it be better to slaughter 10,000 men or just a few at dinner? Which, I just finished the Red Wedding today, listening. And in a few seasons, TJ, I'll have a fun little tidbit for you.
Okay. I don't know why I gotta wait a few seasons, but it's fine.
Because we have to get to it, because it'll be relevant to something. But yeah, everything Tywin does is to protect this family. Everything Tywin does is to protect this family. Like, sending Joffrey to bed was for his own protection. But Tywin talks about putting the family first over whims and wishes of his children. And when Tyrion asks him the one time he's done something that wasn't selfish, and Tywin says, I wanted to throw you into the sea. But I didn't. Because you're a Lannister.
That was a good father-son moment.
And he had a fucking tear in his eye. Tywin got emotional there.
Did he get emotional because he saved his son, or emotional because he's regretting saving his son?
I think he got emotional because he saved him.
Me too.
Because I think that Tywin like looks back and then is like, I did this because of your mom too. Like, that probably has something to do with it as well.
Oh yeah. He loved her. He loved her. Like, in the book, the way they put it is that, like, they said that Tywin was really the one who was running the kingdom, but she was running him. Like, he loved his wife. So, like, that took a lot in him not to throw Tyrion into the sea.
Good moment.
Yeah. And I mean, again, he's keeping him alive because right now he is the heir. He's all I've got. I had my, like, that's what the spare is for.
Yep.
But you can't run on a spare tire for long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that donut don't last that long.
Anyway, now Tyrion has to go tell his wife that her family's dead. But spoiler alert, someone's already told her. Who fucking told her?
Who did tell her?
Like, who told her this? Because I was like, was it Joffrey? But Joffrey was with Cersei. And I think Cersei would have, like, kept him from doing that.
Yep. And then Cersei couldn't have done it because she was with him.
Who the fuck told her?
Questions we don't get answers to.
They don't, but there goes all that goodwill. Good luck getting that baby now, Tyrion.
The one he didn't want. So.
Well, the way Joffrey was parading around all excited about it, he probably was walking through the castle being like, yeah, Rob's dead, woo! And she probably heard it from like one of the slaves or whatever.
See, that cry doesn't make me think that. That cry makes me think that somebody came in there and like sat her down and told her.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like she's getting to process, like she's processing her grief alone.
Yeah.
So like that doesn't make me think it would be Joffrey, because I feel like Joffrey would still be there arguing with her.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Anyways, guess what? Bran's got a story to tell. Oh boy.
Can I draw a parallel to the story?
Can you?
Yeah.
I think they will, but you can. Sure.
You said what?
I said I'm sure they will. But go ahead.
Nah, this story, does this story not remind y'all of House of the Dragon? And like blood and cheese? With obviously like very much animated for a story. But it kind of reminded me of that.
Okay.
You see it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Nope.
The scene where the two guys go in, kill
yeah.
his son.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing is they didn't serve it to him.
No, not really.
But this reminded me of that.
Oh, but
like with the rat, cheese.
Okay, sure. I mean, we'll get our parallel to this scene.
Obviously, but.
But, yeah.
Well, obvious for us, but.
Obvious for Jin. She's seen the episode. He's talking about a rat cook at the Night Court who served a king, his son. And the reason he got turned into a rat was because he violated guest right. And then the very next thing we see is a squeaking, really. We hear squeaking rats and we see Walder Frey. See? You see? You see how brand stories come together?
Yeah. I just thought it made me think of House of the Dragon. Like, watching. I was like, oh, you know what?
Okay.
It seems like old Nan took that story that happened and just like took it to 100.
As old Nan does.
Yeah. Like, it's an old Nan story. Like, she might have been alive when that shit happened, to be honest.
Likely. But anyway, yeah, Bran tells a story about a rat cook who was turned into a giant white rat for killing a guest beneath his roof. And then we see notorious guest killer Walder Frey celebrating being the new Lord of Riverrun. And, Ginge, you find out what happened to Edmure. It's not left up in the air. He went to prison where he likely belongs.
And the Blackfish got away.
And the Blackfish got away.
Yeah, he did. Ooh-wee. Saved by the bladder. And so
we hear a name.
Yes, because we have a new Warden of the North. And we find out exactly what it was that happened at Winterfell. Turns out, turns out, Bolton's bastard did show up for the Ironborn.
And I said his name like episodes ago on accident.
I had to edit that out. Had to edit it out. Sure did.
Did you catch it when I said it, James? I don't think you did.
Nope. Sure didn't.
When we meet the bastard of the Dreadfort, Ramsay Bolton. Now, Ginge, did you?
I did call that, though.
You did call it. Yeah. TJ, did you figure it out the first time you watched?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
I knew going in because, like, this actor is the one who was in Misfits with Catelyn Stark and Pip. And so, like, when I saw that he had been casted, I got really excited. And then I met him and I was like, I'm glad I saw him in something else first. Because I would not be able to separate it.
Yeah.
Ramsay is so fucking terrible. And Ginge, how do we feel about Theon now?
I had that as a question. Do we feel sorry for Theon yet?
I mean, he's begging for death.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
And can we just point out too, like, let me ask you, is Ramsay the worst person we've met in this series so far? In three seasons?
Maybe.
Like, imagine cutting like someone's dick off and then eating pork sausage right in front of them afterwards.
Yeah, I think it might be a toss-up, though, between him and Caster.
I don't know, man. That's good. I really don't know. That's a good.
Giving all your sons to the White Walkers and then just re-pregnating your daughters over and over again. That's pretty disappointing.
But here's the and I don't want to cape for Craster here. But like at least he's doing it to like save himself. Like he's giving payment. Like Ramsay just did the shit
Ramsay's
for fun.
Ramsay's doing it for fun. Yeah.
Yeah, Craster's not giving his sons up for funsies. Like,
yeah, like he's staying alive. Where Ramsay is like literally just like this is sport. And Roose says it. He has his own way of doing things. I saw this kid fucking mutate squirrels when he was 3 years old, so I knew it was coming.
And like there's the first there's a reek in the book. And Ramsay switches clothes with him so that he'll get killed. And then Ramsay goes into Winterfell pretending to be Reek. And then he does all of this and reveals himself. And then we don't see them for two books.
Sheesh.
So.
And before we end this scene, as we're drawing parallels, has anybody seen Roots?
Right. Right.
Have you ever seen Roots, James?
No.
Okay, well, it's a movie about slaves, and Kunta Kinte is getting whooped by a slave owner, and he's like, "What is your name?" Like they gave him the name Toby, and they want him to say Toby, and of course he's like Kunta Kinte every time he's getting whipped, and eventually he caves and says Toby.
I was actually hoping that Theon was gonna keep saying Theon.
Let me just tell you, Kunta Kinte lasted longer. He did not cave as fast.
Who's ready for a crossover event?
Ooh,
I'm always ready for one of those.
Yeah, well, guess where we're going to get one? The Night Fort. Because Sam and Gilly meet Bran and Hodor, who's so flattered that you know who he is.
This is one of my all-time favorite scenes in the whole entire series. I love this scene. Because like it just shows how much John cared about his siblings. Like the fact that he talked about him this much to where like Sam can just walk in, see a dire wolf, know who Bran is because he's a cripple, know who Hodor is without even hearing him say Hodor for the first time.
Yeah. What else are they going to talk about? What else is John going to talk about? All of the women he's been fucking?
How much his so-called mother hated him?
Talk about his computer games. What is he going to talk about?
They could talk about how much their parents hated them together. They could have just made that a topic.
I feel like that's a lot of book one. It's like, oh, your dad hated you? Well, try living with my stepmother. Not that that matters anymore.
Was that a topic in it?
I don't know. I feel like the first book, those books are so long.
I would picture John as a guy who wouldn't say a bad word about Catelyn.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I get that vibe too.
He might have talked about like treatment, but then even then, not so much. And like because Jane wasn't pregnant before they went to the twins, Rob suggested, Rob was just like, I have to have an heir since the boys are dead and like Sansa's the heir right now. We don't know where Arya is. He was just like, dad had another son. And Catelyn's like, oh no, absolutely not. We're not doing that. No, no, no. Like she's adamant that like Rob should not legitimize John so that he can be the heir to Winterfell.
But I felt like she did a little turnaround when she was talking about John to
that doesn't
Rob's
happen.
Wife.
That's not a book thing.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
But it should have been.
No. It should have been a book thing.
Yes.
The book came first.
I don't give a damn. People edit shit every day.
Nowhere is safe. The White Walkers are coming. And
I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Or white. I was about to say white women. Like white what?
The White Walkers are coming, and this ragtag group of preteens is gonna stop them, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
they have dragonglass. She has a bow. Now she has arrows.
And then Bran can take over people, so maybe he could take over the White Walkers too.
See, that's a thought. I like that, Ginge. I like where your mind's at.
Me too.
Thank you.
I'm just going to point out, this is another episode where we get super, super close to another family Stark reunion. Or Stark family reunion.
Yeah, but I'm not going. I don't need to go to Castle Black.
But what if he did?
The Night Court. But what if he did? But he didn't.
I know. Just saying. Close call. Another one.
Delivery especial in Pike.
Imagine getting that package.
Yeah.
What's worse? The fact that the package got there or the fact that his sister was the first one to open the package? I'd be mortified.
Did he take the pillar and the stone?
Good question. I'm thinking he only took the pillar.
Ooh, that's rough.
And the reason I say that is because if he took the stones too, like Ramsay would have had the sausage and a couple sausage balls there.
Probably true.
Huevos. Balin doesn't seem to fucking care much. Like he's just lost his third son. So
I'll point out that Balin and Walder Frey look alike.
Okay.
They kind of same wig. They kind of just like
they literally just traded wigs.
Baylan has a different wig.
No, that's just the same. Like they shot the Walter Frey scene, and they were like, give it up.
I think Walter Frey's hair is real.
Yeah.
Because that man got the same haircut and everything I've ever seen him in.
That was just a bad wig. That was just a Game of Thrones bad wig joke. Like we pass around wigs in this show. We know it.
Now these fucking wigs and the.
I'm calling it season four. We're gonna see Ned's wig on somebody. It's gonna happen. I'm not saying with any fact. I don't remember, but.
I'm calling pretty it excited anyway. For season four.
Are you? Okay, we'll get to that at the end. But yeah.
Yara is off to save her fucking brother. Like, you're not just gonna leave him. All right, I'm gonna go save him. So, Ginge, is she gonna save him?
Yes.
All right.
Or at least try.
Clearly she didn't try. She's failing. Okay, but so
I think she's gonna do it.
So you think she's gonna succeed when she gets there?
Yes. I think it's going to be a bunch of mischief.
Does she kill Ramsay?
No. Okay. Like, I don't think it's going to be because, like, now you're going to try to go fight, you know, the Warden of the North, all their people there to save her brother. So I think it's going to be like a undercover mission.
Oh, this, she's a thief in the night.
Yeah.
She is only taking 50 men. So.
Exactly.
Yes, we'll see. Questions that need answers in season four. Hopefully you'll get them. Could just be a big loose end.
Not another one.
just wait. Just wait till later. We're actually tying things together really well right now. I don't want to talk about it.
Dragonstone. Highborns, am I right?
Yep.
Davos from the block.
Yo, this is a conversation about like whose hood is more rough. Like, this is how I imagine, like, if you put a Blood and a Crypt in the same jail cell, but they're not violent, but they just want to talk about like who had it worse. This is it.
This is like the struggle Olympics between two old men.
I put that they're having a lowborn off. That was my note.
Well, look at us now, though. We're in a castle. We both are in a castle. Physically, we are in a castle. Now, we're in different areas of the castle.
Well, shit, we made it.
Yeah, but we both made it here.
We made it.
In retrospect, though, I think Davos should have probably stayed as a lowborn person and not become a lord. His son might still be alive.
Yeah.
He thinks the same thing.
How'd he die? Following me. I want to point out also how Robb Stark died. Following in his father's footsteps.
Oh, no. If Robb did it to himself.
And Ned did it to himself.
He did, but Rob lost his way. Like Rob lost track of the big picture.
And Ned never saw it.
Yeah, maybe. But if it won't for pussy, Rob would be king right now. He would have wrapped this shit up season two.
Ben told you. And Gendry wouldn't be behind these bars.
Gendry has an excuse.
Big words, no clothes.
Yeah. Like, that was enough for me. I give him a pass.
Man. Speaking of King's Landing, Highborns, am I right? Immigrant edition.
What did you think about this, James?
Well, at first, when Varys first came to Shay, I was thinking, man, how I miss Varys and Littlefinger's little squabbles. We ain't had one in a while.
We really haven't had one in a while.
But then, like, honestly, not surprised that Varys did all this.
Do you think it came from Varys, or do you think it is Tyrion?
I think it came from Varys, because Varys has told us over and over that he wants what's better for the realm. And he thinks that Tyrion is better for the realm, and then thinks that she is a distraction to that.
Yo, imagine Tyrion being the Great White Hope. Right.
Ooh, that'll come back, actually, later in this episode.
The Great White Hope, Tyrion Lannister. But yeah, like, Varys does think that Shay leaving is the best thing for the realm.
Yeah.
And you can keep your fucking blood diamonds, buddy. I don't want them. He can tell.
She should have kept the diamonds and just said, I'm not going anywhere, but I will keep these.
Absolutely.
We saw it happen. Somebody else did it. It worked for them.
No. Pod gave his money back.
No, Daenerys. Daenerys kept the gold.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But then she also conquered those people. But we'll get there, too. First, hide your kids. Hide your wine. The Lannister siblings are drinking again.
Cersei knows how to ruin a good Tyrion moment. Anytime Tyrion just wants to be alone to get drunk, well, he wasn't alone this time, but anytime Tyrion just wants to get drunk, here she comes waltzing in.
Let me tell you something.
Pouring herself a glass.
Absolutely. You see, he had a whole other pitcher ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, this scene will be the topic of my therapy session on Monday, because fucking yikes. And I'll get to it in the quote section, but, like, yeah, I was listening the first time I listened to this episode to record. I found myself just broken down, open mouth crying over something Cersei said that just smacked me in the face like a brick. So thanks, Cersei. Really appreciate it.
Being alive for our kids, was that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a mom.
No, it's some of that and some of it's a...
We look, hang on, before you get going, we don't cry on this podcast. We make fun of each other. I get told that I'm trying to fuck your husband. Like, that's what we do on this podcast. There will not be no tears unless they come from me for the abuse that I take here. You treat me worse than I treat Sansa, damn it.
Listen, that's because when you talk about Sansa, you lead with misogyny.
And no, I don't.
But anyway, children, have children, you'll be happy.
Okay.
Sure. Yes, even Joffrey. Even Joffrey. Because firstborns, oh man, let me tell you something. Firstborns are where it's at. Like, the other ones are great too. But the first, like, you saw what Kat was willing to do for her firstborn.
True.
Anyway, Joffrey used to be happy, and then something broke him, and even so, he loved me, and he can never take that away from me. At one point, he loved me so much because I was all he had. He can never take that away. And it's nice to have someone who is your own.
Cersei has these moments in the show where you're like this close to liking her. Maybe not that close.
I'm pretty close. Like,
you start to like feel something for her a little bit. Like, maybe she is human, and then she does something that's like, you know what? She ain't.
Like, Cersei definitely has her moments where I'm like, I can fully empathize with you because, like, I am where you are.
Yeah.
But then you're right. She does something and I'm like, okay, well, we are not the same.
Yeah, I would not do this.
No, no, no. But don't worry, we're going to deal with all our enemies. And it'll be over when it's over. So just hold on tight. In the Riverlands, I am a killer, and please push me.
Please.
So, back to who's had it worse. Arya runs up on some men giggling and chuckling about her dead family. And she immediately hops down off a horse to take care of fucking business.
Can I just say, some one sister deal window, the other one just fucking stabs my neck. Like,
because wait, I'm not done. This is how Arya is processing her grief. She has grief because her family's dead. It has turned her now into a killer. Like, this is what I'm going to do. So that would make the Hound then, the Hound would be her therapist because he has given her the tools she needs to process her grief.
To be fair, she stole that tool this time, but, you know, I get what you're saying.
It was given to her, and he fully was like, yeah, I'm going to get your back on this for sure.
Well, let me just say this. If I see a 10-year-old girl kill somebody, I immediately have her back. Like, you ain't about to kill me in my sleep, too. I'm going to let you know I am on your side.
Like, but he didn't try to stop her. He was just like, look, I know she's going through a lot, so I'm going to let her get through this. And I've got her back.
Well, you know, he's been through a lot in his life, so he's just kind of like...
The Hound just likes killing, and he was like, this is opportunity for me to get my fix in for today.
Right.
Pretty much. He was just as happy.
Yes. But I think on a bigger scale, like... Arya is a killer now, and she's with somebody who can A, protect her, and B, who she can learn from.
I don't even think it's learning from, but I just think he can relate to her.
Yeah, but she can still learn things.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Opportunity.
I mean, she's riding around with one of the best killers in the land here.
So, Gingy, have you ever seen The Professional with Natalie Portman?
Yes.
This is that. But, like, so much less creepy and gross. Like, The Professional is one of my top five movies. And oh, every time it gets to this point with Arya and the Hound, like, that's what I think of. Is her and Leon.
Yeah, I can see that.
Where, like, and, like, so now she's learning what she needs to learn from the Hound. So, like, she's decided that she's a killer. That's who she is. And so now her journey here forward is how to become the best killer she can become. So Arya has much more agency over herself and her life and her body than Sansa does. So again, I think Sansa is stronger because Sansa's journey to autonomy is different. And spoiler alert, will involve much less killing.
Yeah, but that's like apples to oranges, though.
You're the one who started the argument.
I'm just saying, like, I still stand by what I said. I think Arya's gone through more and has like learned to be stronger. But I also think that one of them is growing up a lot faster than the other, and it ain't the older sister that's growing up the fastest.
No. She's not. That's what I'm saying. And like her journey takes longer. That's why I say like somebody pointed out, like how you feel about Sansa Stark is sort of like a litmus test in misogyny. Because if you don't like her, it's basically because she didn't wake up being a girl boss the first day of her life. Like she has to learn it. It's a journey. It's a process she has to go through.
I don't see it. See you. So you just some women, man. Damn. This is like the equivalent of like me being black and calling every white person I know racist.
I'm not saying it's intentional, but I'm saying it's like you see Sansa's journey and you know it's not something that you would go through. So
no, see, that's not how I see it. I don't see, that's the thing. I don't compare. I honestly don't compare her to anybody other than Arya when I talk about like the two. That's all I'm comparing. I'm just comparing the two.
Why are you comparing them?
Because I think Arya, and it's not that I'm comparing them. I just think Arya's journey is a lot tougher than Sansa's for different reasons.
Okay.
I think Arya was forced to grow up quicker. I think Arya saw things that she should see.
Okay.
Like none.
Okay. But Arya has somebody looking out for her.
For now.
Sansa just lost the last person who's looking out for her.
Again, like it's
trust Tyrion. They killed my entire family now, and now I'm married into them. What do I do now?
We're gonna get into it more. We don't have to cover it all here because we got 4 or 5 more seasons of this shit.
My good sis is learning. She's learning, and when she gets,
she is.
But I'm saying, like, there's like you were just like Arya stronger. Full stop.
Oh, I still am.
But I'm saying, like, you're saying, like, Arya's okay. I'll explain like this how I get it. When I look at Arya's journey, I'm like, I would probably be dead because there's no way that physically I am capable of doing what she does.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at Sansa's journey, I would rather be dead. I would have thrown myself off that wall when I had to look at my father's head. And from there, I would rather be dead. I would choose death over what Sansa goes through.
But I think you could also say it the other way around too. Like, that's you. You would choose death because of what Sansa went through. Like, some people might choose death for what Arya's going through because they're not going to make it.
So you think that Arya is stronger. I think that Sansa is stronger.
And I've never said one's right and one's wrong. Maybe I have. But
and if I had the patience for it, I would edit it into here. But I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to find the episode. I will not allow that. Anyway, moving on. Is Ygritte going to stand on business?
Yeah, I think Ygritte's stronger than Sansa and Arya. How about that?
Okay.
I'm fucking around. I'm joking at this point. But
listen, you've never had a man do you wrong.
Look, I ain't never had to either put a gun up to somebody's head that did do me wrong like she just did and had to figure out if I want to pull the trigger or not. And she just decided
I am
going to pull the trigger, but I'm going to just shoot this motherfucker in the leg. I'm going to shoot him in the hand. And then I'll just shoot him like
in the back too.
I'll shoot him in his ass cheek. I'm comparing it to a gun. Like, if you shoot somebody with a gun in the back, more than likely they ain't going to make it.
Well, I mean, like, and like she could have killed him with any one of those shots, and she chose not.
The first one she could have put straight through his brain.
She definitely could have hit him on that horse from like,
cause she wants him to suffer like she is suffering emotionally.
Do you think that's what it is?
No, but it sounds good.
It did sound good. I think she really loves this man.
She really loves him, and he just hurt her. So she's gonna try to hurt him back, and that's the only way she knows how.
I don't think it's that. I think that the reason why we haven't met another man in this series that's hurt Ygritte is because they're not here to talk about it.
Yeah, you might be right.
So, like, she has a special spot for John because he's still here.
He told her, I have to go home now. Like, they are kids who had just been playing house all day. Like, he deserved those arrows. Because, like, why would you play with him? Like,
he took them better than his dad did in Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to take your word for it.
His Sean Bean's character in Lord of the Rings also took 3 arrows, but he did not make it. Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay. That I was about to say, like, is Kit Harington in fucking Lord of the Rings too?
No,
like,
Sean
I was really about to go watch this shit now. I was about to, like, get off the pod, go watch Lord of the Rings.
Nah, no.
I knew what you were talking about, but I mean, like, I knew you were talking about Sean Bean, but I did not know the moment.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about Kit Harington's dad in Lord of the Rings, whoever that might have been.
No.
Kit Harington was in Lord of the Rings.
John's dead, as in Ned.
Got it.
So what does Ygritte do now?
Why is she alone?
Yeah, where'd the redheaded dude go?
Like, what excuse does she make to get by herself in this moment? This is the first time I ever thought about this, too. Every time I watch the series.
Women's troubles.
Well, it could be that he was like, you need to prove whose side you're on.
But I don't think they would have sent her alone for that.
Nah.
But I mean,
I don't think they would trust
them left, though?
The fact that she tried to fight for him, like, they wouldn't trust her to go kill him by herself.
Maybe before they saw him ride away without her and not try to pick her up. Because the dude was just kind of like, oh, he just left you.
That's not plausible in my head, but
Well, she didn't stand on business, so I guess we'll have to find out in season four. Or we won't. It could just be a big plot hole. Who knows? Now, before the Ravens open for Beyonce on Christmas, every one of them is flying tonight. Sam's back in Castle Black.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed the reference. I mean, I know where his team's at, but like
the Ravens are opening for Beyonce.
I don't know where the Ravens are. So, the team that the Steelers own. Got it. Sorry.
Yeah, they're opening for Beyonce.
I call them the Rat Birds. So, the shits.
I mean, is Lamar not the king in the North or?
No, I think T.J. Watt is.
Are y'all number one?
We are. Still by a game, yes. They have four losses. We have three.
What happens if they win this week?
They have four losses. We have three.
Okay. They haven't had their bye week?
They have not. Their bye week is like week 14. And the only reason why I know this is because Lamar is my fantasy quarterback.
Week 14. That is such a... They take
is that week one of the playoffs?
No, that's
Thank
why...
God. Thank fucking God.
No, like, that's when our dues are due, though.
Your dues, my dues are paid.
League dues.
No, I'm purposely holding out.
some people know how to pay their bills on time 14. Here.
I'm waiting for this video or this voice message.
For what voice message? I already said.
That's like the last one.
I called everybody out. Yeah. I named names.
Yeah.
I just want to see how worse they're gonna get.
Yeah.
I'm not paying my shit next year because I know it'd be doubly worse for me. Triply worse for me.
Harry, pay your goddamn dude.
That'd be worse than that.
Bro, bitch.
I don't know. Do you really think it'd be worse than anything she would say to Tyler?
Yes.
I didn't say anything mean to Tyler, except
the biggest difference is Tyler ain't here every week with us. Like, I'm getting her nerves weekly. Tyler ain't. He's just like every once in a while. I'm the reason why she sees the therapist.
Oh, well, don't you wish?
No, I don't actually. I don't want to be that for anybody.
You don't want to be the reason anyone sees a therapist?
No, unless they're saying good things about me and talking about how much I helped their life.
I talk about you in therapy.
And you talk about how much I help your life.
No, I talk but then sometimes I'll be like, and then I made a trade and here goes TJ crashing the fuck out again.
And I will. I got another trade in the tuck right now that I might make everybody crash out over.
Oh,
is it with me again?
No.
Oh. Me personally, I don't care what anybody else does with their team. That's not my business.
I got a text that said otherwise, but okay. You said what?
I got a text from who this is?
From you, goddammit. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I sent that text because I was just like, oh, he made a trade.
No, you can't like shit on my overreacting for the podcast. I'm doing this for entertainment here. Stop well, shitting on my entertainment. I want to make you sound like the worst person ever when you're not.
Like overreacting for the podcast. You overreact on the message boards.
I overreact in real life. Jesus. We know this. You don't. I want people to think that you do. I want people to think that you are me. You are the female version of me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, that trade was awful. Veto, veto, veto.
You know, the more I think about it, you kind of are the female version of me. We are one and the same. We're one and the same.
I, too, am going to rub the sides of my beard like I'm trying to keep the glue stuck to my face. What is that?
Nah, man, it took me a long time to grow a beard, so I rub it, and I just, like, I'm so thankful it's here.
None of this has anything to do with what's going on at Castle Black.
This tangent,
but we're keeping this
crazy.
Shit in here. Do not edit this out.
I might edit out the part about you fucking my husband. He started listening to the podcast.
Yeah, edit that out.
He did start listening, though.
Oh, did he?
And he was upset that you guys did not react to the very first put it on the board thing. And I was just like, oh no, that's not on them. I put that in when I edited it.
But I did react to that. Like after I listened to it.
Did you get it? Did you know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I told him, I was like, they didn't hear it. I didn't do it live. I edited that in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, most of the drops are like edit things for them. It's basically just for them to get an LOL. Well, and then I was like, and when I say them, I mean TJ, because James also doesn't listen to them.
I listen to this shit like I'm watching film.
I've stopped listening to it, so.
What? I love it. It makes.
And listen to Poliver and Company. That's where I'll pick back up.
Look, man, it makes my day.
Look, I saw Harry Douglas, Julio Jones, and Roddy White about to do a podcast, so I might start listening to some.
That sounds fucking horrible. What are we going to talk about? How we like lost the game that we should have won? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, that's been Atlanta since they started.
We thought we were good, but then our quarterback decided to fight dogs. And then we were good, but then Tom Brady was a thing.
Was that necessary?
That's two episodes. That's all we need.
No, I like Harry Douglas. He's kind of like
I like Harry Douglas too. He's like he's very good on TV. Well, was. ESPN always fires a good one, so I don't even think he's on ESPN anymore.
Yeah.
They keep the likes of Kendrick Perkins there, but you know.
Yeah. I know who that is. I know who you're talking about. Sometimes I see him on that thing with Stephen A.
Smith. Sucks.
Anyways, this is not Sam's baby, but he has Sam's name.
I cheered. I was like, fuck yeah, his name's Sam.
Oh, yeah.
If somehow, like when we talk about this and you edit back the podcast and we talk about how Sam's trying to prove that it's not his baby to Eamon, can you put Maury Povich's voice in here and say you are not the father, please?
Got you.
You are not.
I got you. Because, like, Master Raymond's like, hey, man, don't you remember your vows? Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm still a virgin, unfortunately. But, like, for all the shit that I went through to get this girl and this baby here, yes, she should name him Sam.
Okay, so here's the thing now. Now, the one thing I wonder now, how the fuck long were they gone?
It's been a while, right?
Like, I was gone long enough to impregnate this girl, have the baby, and this baby's like 6 years old right now? Like, maybe not six, but like,
you know,
3 months,
good point.
At least.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been gone over a year? Possibly, yeah. But eventually we're gonna find. Well, like, yes, I mean, I guess we've figured out that it is a long time because there's something that comes up later on where somebody makes it seem like it's a very long time that we're gone. But
Sam is sure to note that, like, our vows say that we guard the realms of men, and that's everybody. It's equality. So night is gathering. So. We better get to fucking watching.
Sam is Jameis Winston. That's going to be my. That's my NFL comp before the recap. That's my pre-recap NFL comp.
I don't think Jameis Winston reads like Sam does anyway.
But Sam's talking about putting faith in the Lord here. Sam put his faith in the Lord. And the way he talks about John is the same way that Jameis Winston talked about Deshaun Watson. So,
yeah, but John is the next best.
Hey, yo, John out here fucking these redheads. Like,
consensually.
Ain't nothing wrong with a redhead.
Not at all.
Everybody loves redheads. Redheads are great. I love the Weasley family. Well. Those Ravens fly pretty fucking fast, don't they? Because they've already made it to Dragonstone.
Yeah, they move it.
They teleported there or something.
I was gonna say, do we want to talk about Tom and Game of Thrones again?
I am confusion. Like, I mean, it's sunrise. It's we're coming up on sunrise, right? But like. Okay. These ravens are extra fast.
The wind was blowing and helped them move more swiftly through the air.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I talked to George himself. That's what he told me.
All
right. Well, why he's still writing the next book about it.
Also, what did Davos just call me?
Yo, I put it here. I don't like the way that Davos says that. I don't want to hear him say nigga no more.
You know what really, like, what really drove it home was that last week I heard him read the word enough. So he knows that sometimes the G is not pronounced.
You know what killed it for me? We got the first nigga, and then the next one we got nig. Like, all right, Davos. You cutting a little close here.
I'm just saying, that's your boy.
My boy.
The nigga that you be hanging with.
Yo, that is my nigga. I ain't gonna lie. Look, that nigga sitting over on that bookshelf. You know, back to me saying that we are off the rails here at this podcast.
And no, James, you cannot say it.
Yeah. I bet not hear one nigga come out of your mouth. Magic.
We've got the Night's Watch scroll. The Night's Watch implores us to... Who knows? The bells are ringing. Guess what? Robb Stark is dead. The usurper Robb Stark is dead. And it's because of that leech.
Yeah. Nope. We're going to win magic here. Who needs an army where you could just throw some leeches?
That's it.
Kill them off one by one.
To be fair, though, Melisandre was just like, I have faith. And my faith was rewarded.
Maybe she's Jameis Winston.
Ah! You know what? She actually...
That makes more sense. How are we talking about it?
But no, we have to win this with blood magic. That's how this is going to be won. Like, what other way? I don't know. We could, like, fight and win.
What's fun in that when we could just kill one boy?
Versus tens of thousands
of men.
Sounds like somebody else we heard earlier in this episode.
And look, and we're doing it more efficiently because we're only killing one, not a dozen.
Yeah. And then we get our full-on angel and devil shot. There you go, TJ.
Oh.
Yeah. This is fucking wrong. And they decide they're going to kill Gendry. But not on Davos's watch. I don't fucking think so. Shoot for the star, Gendry.
Right. Just aim that way.
All right, Ginge.
And have a bowl of brown.
Ginge, do you think that he's going to make it to King's Landing?
No.
You think he's going to fall out of the boat?
Yeah, I hope they do not just write it out where he just, like, drowns.
Yo, imagine.
Like that would be like...
Spoiler alert, that's not the way he goes, but if it did, holy shit.
Like, that's lazy.
All right, so what do you think Gendry will be doing when we see him next?
I think he'll probably stop at that place that Davos told him not to.
And just get
Can I make a prediction?
No.
I mean.
No, you cannot.
I think he aimed for the wrong star and he's going to still be throwing. We get back to this shit. That dumbass nigga.
But Davos is a good man.
Davos the best.
He's a good man. And I hope Stannis never becomes king.
All right. There it is. Fuck you, Stannis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time you're saying it.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me ask you this. No, I'll ask you when we get back to them. I'll wait.
Okay. That's fine. You can wait, because you know who's not waiting anymore? John and Jamie, because they're back home.
That transition there. We get John pulling up to the wall. He's home, and then next thing we know, Jamie's home.
Now,
it's fucking reunion.
First of all, we'll get to it in a second. But first, John gets back. Sam is sure to tell them, "Be careful with my man." Like, that's my nigga.
Yeah, be very careful with him.
But because John has arrived, like, barely breathing, practically frozen to death, ashy, chapped lips. It's rough.
It is rough.
Like, he's been putting stagnant water in his wound. That seems like a bad idea. There's a lot going on. But don't worry, we're here where the maester is blind, but he'll get it done.
Yeah, he'll fix him right on up. How mad was Sam though that he said Pip first?
Yo, I would have been mad. I know damn well I'd have been mad. What you mean, Pip?
Right? Like, won't this motherfucker late getting here too?
you know, it just dawned on me that the kid's name is Pip, which could also be short for Pippin, and now it's another Lord of the Rings thing, because John is Frodo, Sam is Sam, and now Pip is Pippin, and like, if Frodo had met Pippin and Sam at the same time, and if Frodo said Pippin first, Sam would have been upset.
Yeah. the amount of, like, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter ways that we go in this podcast.
Well, I mean,
there's always that, but
like, yeah, you're right. But he said Pip, but who's also been here safe for this whole year that the rest of us have been just wandering in the fucking
for either the whole year or the whole 3 weeks. We have no idea.
It could be any amount of time, honestly. Correct. Any amount of time, because it's night again. But they just sent those ravens. So what's happening? What time is it? Yeah. But where? What's gonna happen with John now? Like, what's he gonna do?
Well, hopefully he'll heal up.
Well, hopefully he.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you never know in this show. So. We could have just lost another start.
True. Hopefully he wakes up though. Like, he has some news that he needs to be, like, letting people know.
Oh yeah, he definitely need to be warning them about. Well, what if though he wakes up too late? And Mance already
the
shows
first,
up.
Instead of Pip, he better start looking for some smoke when he wakes up. Like, that needs to be the first thing he sees. Not Pip. Look for the smoke for the biggest fire that's ever been set.
The North has ever seen. Oh. All right, Ginge. Okay. All right, well, somebody else is home in the South. Jamie's home. And I have a production problem now.
Before you go over your production problem, let me go to, like, my problem with this. Why did he not get the same love that Pip and Sam gave John?
And who the fuck are you, country weirdo?
Pretty sure she recognized him. She knows that voice anywhere.
Not Sir. Oh, I thought you meant the people at the gate. You meant
Cersei. Nah. Cersei.
Well, I mean, like, he's missing a hand. Like, isn't that your good hand? Yeah.
But can I just say this? If I were her, like, his hair is, like, longer now. He kind of gives this, like, rougher, tougher Lancel vibe. So, like, she should be happy. All girls like the bad boy, right? He's like the bad boy Lancel now.
Okay, I can see it. But my production issue is the first shot that you see when they get to King's Landing, you see Jamie walk in the door. And, like, he's fully in the door. And then when they close in, he's walking through the door again.
How do y'all catch this shit, man?
Did you see it, James?
I missed it.
Yeah.
How do y'all catch this
I'm
shit?
I'm going back. I'm going back to watching.
Which is gonna be the same way I go back and watch everything that you say. I'd never do.
No,
Let
I'm
me
going
know when
as soon as we're done, I'm going.
Let me know when you see it. But yeah, a reunion with Cersei. So where do these two stand? Because he also just walked into King's Landing with this woman that he clearly likes and has feelings for. Like, he saved her. What happens now? Because he's reunited with Cersei. So now what happens with Brienne? Or does something happen with Cersei?
I think that they're probably just going to let her go back home, Brienne, because she was supposed to be Kat's thing, and now Kat's no longer there, so she's free. And I think Jamie's going to let her go because she basically saved him. But I don't think they'll I don't think their relationship will be any not gonna progress.
Okay. I'm with you.
You follow up question.
You said what?
No follow ups for you.
Nah.
Well, I guess we'll see, but for now he's lost his good hand, his sword hand, the hand he pushed Bran with, his downstairs DJ hand. I'm sorry to you, Cersei. Let's go back to Dragonstone. You saved his life, Davos. Are you fucking proud of yourself?
Yeah. That's what a real nigga would do. The fuck?
Well, guess what? Now you get to die. So you're going to be one of those tens of thousands of dead. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Psych, there's other dead word that we have to worry about.
Yeah. He says what Sam saw. And why is he lying about how he learned to read?
There comes a point in time as a man where you just don't hang out with a certain age of girl. And he's hit that point. So at this point, you gotta lie about it. You can't just say I've been chilling with a 12-year-old or however old that girl is. You can't say that. No matter what the case is, and it's all innocent here. You cannot say that to somebody. Especially not their father.
I've been hanging out with your daughter. She's been teaching me how to read. Okay. All right. I hear it.
But you don't know nothing about that. Waking her up? No, nothing about that. Oh, man.
No, you've had a day today. I know you've had a big day today.
It's been a big day today.
Wow. Anyways, death is marching on the wall. We need to rebuild this army, and you need me, dog. Like, and turns out the Lord of Light says so.
You know what's crazy about this? You know what really is crazy about this? The fact that he can make a case with no fingers and say, you need me. Like, I got nubs. You need me. Like, what kind of sword is he holding?
I mean, somebody's got to talk to these people. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to talk to people. Like, and, we have established that.
And Davos knows how to read now, too. So,
a double threat.
Yup. To talk and read.
What?
My dead son taught me.
I promise. I promise. What is?
I didn't know how to read before he died, but now he taught me.
It's another miracle.
Stannis is a fucking idiot. Why do you believe that and shit, man?
Reasons why he should not be king.
Oh, this goes back to my question. I almost forgot. Do you still think that Stannis is a bad guy after this?
Yeah.
Like, he basically just, like, threw the white flag in. It was like, I'm out of this shit. I got bigger and better things to get to. Y'all playing the kings here? Fuck no. I'm going to go fight the dead.
Like, he's ready to march north for the real war.
He got his bitch. He got his nigga. They on the way.
Well, I mean, you think about it, Lord of Light would be a pretty good ally for fighting, since he's a fire god and they're ice. You would think it'd be a pretty good ally.
You would think so. How far do you think Stannis is going to go? I'll say that for the recap. I don't think we've asked about Stannis yet, right?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, shit. I'm going to ask again.
Well, no, like, we'll get to it again, because, like, I give him a chance to say, like, whether or not he thinks these people are still going to be
true. True. We'll wait till the recap.
Because I purposely never asked about Rob, because I didn't want to give him the slightest inkling that something might be coming. But, yeah.
I'm asking if Pip makes it. Does Pip make it? He got mentioned first. Does he make it to the end? Pip become a main character now in season 4? What's Pip's storyline? Who? Which girl is he going to save? Find out next time on Game of Thrones.
Yunkai, this seems like a lot of slaves for one city. Like, a lot. This is several plantations worth of slaves in one city.
And I feel like the slaves ain't going to be throwing up the white girl in the air. Like, it's kind of seemed a little weird, right?
Great White Hope.
You're right. You're right.
Here she is. She's in Yunkai, actually.
You ever watch Dune 2? I know you haven't, but...
Nah. They're on my list. I want to get to them, because you keep telling me they're like the best thing ever.
Well, the first one was kind of slow and meh, but that second one, though, probably top 5 sci-fi movie of all time.
That kind of reminds me of something. The first part of it, slow and meh, and then you kind of got to get into it. Maybe we should do a podcast on that next. We're drawing parallels all over the place here.
Don't tell me that, because they're doing movies and TV show out now on HBO.
Oh, man, I've seen bad things about the TV show, though.
I've watched the first, like, 30 minutes of the first episode, and then I got pulled away from it, so I haven't finished it yet.
Speaking of HBO shows, I need to get on The Penguin.
Same.
I've seen nothing but good things about that.
Same. Glad said that it was probably the best TV show since Breaking Bad.
Yo, I can see her now. She is writing down Tom marks
time stamps.
Yeah. To where what is getting edited out here?
Not me.
Yeah. I'm going to listen back and this is going to all be gone.
Talks about Penguin for 7 minutes. Jesus.
And 48 seconds.
Anyways. Everybody in Yunkai is free. Danny's a liberator. They love her. She's the doll. Look at how she reacts to being hailed like this. She loves.
Is she a mother or a colonizer?
No, she's not a colonizer, because she's not forcing them to learn her culture.
Oh, she just got here. We don't know that.
I mean,
no, I think
she has no culture, really. Like,
I think she would have been. Don't know what it is. I think she would have been a colonizer if she had stuck with what the other chick was saying. And then when Danny said no, don't say that, and then she said what she was saying, makes her a liberator.
Okay, so she's liberated another city, right?
Yes.
How do you think she will be hailed as a liberator when she reaches Westeros?
When? If?
I mean, he's pretty determined that she's gonna get there. Like, we know that he's solidly on, like, Danny's going to get there.
Yeah, I think Danny's going to get there.
Yeah. So when she gets there, is she going to be hailed as a liberator?
By, like, the common people? Is that what you're asking, or by, like, anybody?
Yeah, by, like, the, yeah, the common, the small folk.
Well, maybe, because now with Rob being gone and all the Lannisters, like, being in King's Landing now, they might, things might get a little worse in King's Landing for the common folk. So when she comes in, they might be praising her.
Okay. All right. Okay. And if they didn't, like, what do you think her reaction would be? Because, like, right now, like, she's eating this shit up.
Right, right, right.
She's like, she's Beyonce, girl.
I don't know. If they turn, if they make her out to be a conqueror instead of a liberator, I think she would still just continue doing what she's doing. And then, like, when she takes the throne, then she'll do what she can to prove that she is not a conqueror.
Okay. TJ, what do you think about that?
I like it.
Like, I feel like she would walk around like Marjorie did in that one episode where she went to the little kid, the orphanage, and, like, try to, like, get the people to like them.
Okay. She's really haven't given us any other, like, inclination that it'd be something different with her.
Right.
Like, she's been all about freeing people, like, that's been her thing. Like, she has, when has she showed us that she can be a bad person other than putting the wits in the fire?
And that wasn't even really bad. That bitch had
to go. And she had to go. So.
Sacrifice versus killing.
Correct. Yep.
Well, I guess those are the questions that we will ponder here, because that is it for season 3, episode 10, Maissa. And that is it for season 3. Like, we have fucking made it. Are we pouring anything out?
If we are, I didn't write it down.
Well, I guess we can pour one out for Arya's therapy kill. I get it. I
understand. Yeah, see, we gotta stop pouring it out for these no names. Mm-hmm. I don't even be writing these people down. Then you make me, you be making me look dumb because I don't keep up my own segment here.
All lives matter, TJ.
I ain't vote for that side.
When I say men do something and you say women do it too, that's what I hear. All lives matter.
Do you hear that from me? Blue lives matter here.
Tar Heel blue, baby.
Yes, they do. Go Heels. We play tonight at 12:30 in the morning.
Yep, it's terrible.
What?
Where it's a trap game.
The game is in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, 12:30 in the morning.
I was like, they're not violated child labor.
Right.
Those are babies.
Don't they got curfew?
Their schedule this week has messed up my work altogether, man. I'm so mad about it.
Okay, that makes more sense. Well, but I guess now we're going to stick it with the pointy ends. And it's my turn to go first. And I'm fully starting with my... No, you know what? How many talent quotes do y'all... Does anybody else have any
talent? I have a lot of quotes, so if y'all want to go first...
I have one talent quote.
I have... one Tywin quote.
Okay.
We probably all have the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna desire, so I'll skip those then. I will take Tyrion though. Oh, I'm a monster. Perhaps you should speak to me more softly then. Monsters are dangerous, and just now kings are dying like flies. did. Gendry, every time a highborn asks my name, it's trouble. And of course, Shay. I love that girl. I would kill for her. And fucking same. Yes, absolutely I would. TJ, this one is...
You've tried to put hands on me over that girl multiple times, so...
Yeah.
Glad we do this shit over Zoom and not in person.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to work in the morning and your car is keyed after this pod, it was me.
I don't work weekends. It's fine. I do got to get a haircut tomorrow, so I'll see it then.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm going to the barbershop. I'll see it.
Kids are about to be up school all week. Oh Jesus. Speaking of, next up is my Cersei quote. But if it weren't for my children, I'd have thrown myself from the highest window in the Red Keep. They're the reason I'm alive. And fucking yes. Cause like I got kids, man. That's it. And then TJ, this one is just for you. Jojen says, I quite liked the horrible stories. And Pran said, so did I once.
Okay.
Something to think about. You guys have at it.
Was that the thing that you had to say to me?
Yeah, that was it for you.
Okay.
Thing I wanted you to remember.
Gotcha. All right, I'll go next since James has like a million of them. So my first one is from Tywin. Any man who must say I am king is no true king, because facts. Michael Jordan didn't have to tell nobody he was the GOAT. But LeBron does.
LeBron.
Good point.
Yeah, right. So my next one, I've been alluding to this since like season one. So I'll finally say it. In the box, you'll find a special gift. Theon's favorite toy. I've been literally saying that since Ross saw it. And then the follow-up to that was, he's your son. And he says, son, he's not a man anymore. He's a reek. My next one is from my nigga Davos. There's no way around a man's head. I'll give her that. Which one? And then Tyrion, every time we deal with an enemy, we create two more. Because they do. And that's it. That's all I got.
A hydra of enemies.
No.
Right, Gingy.
All right, well, you took my Tyrion quote. I was going to also do the I'm a monster. And then, of course, TJ took my Tywin quote.
I was chopping down the list.
Yeah. So now, from John to Ingrid, I know I love you. I know you love me. Then, from your boy Davos, why is there a G in Knight?
Somebody show me the etymology right now.
And then, last is from Jorah. I'm pretty sure it was Jorah's in it. People learn to love their chains.
It was Danny.
Was it Danny? Okay.
And I love it. That's a really good one.
People learn to love their chains.
Well, not much to the blind rankings this week, because there's only one spot.
There's only one number left.
And it is number 3. So we will be entering 310, Misa. So, to recap, first place, Reigns of Castamere. Second place, 308, Second Sons. Third place, Misa. Fourth, 302, Dark Wings, Dark Words. 5, 304, And Now His Watch Has Ended. 6, Episode 3, Walk of Punishment. 7, Episode 7, The Bear and the Maiden Fair. 8, Episode 6, The Climb. 9, Episode 1, The Premiere, Valo Dohaeris. And 10, Episode 5, Kissed by Fire. Ginge, how do you feel?
Some of them are like, I think like Number one should be number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad list.
Yeah.
I guess to shorten your recap, which one would you put higher? Like, if you had to redo it, which one would go higher?
Recording. I think if I had to reorder anything, I think I would have made the episode four, which I had at five, I would have made that higher.
Okay.
Because the scene where Danny liberates the Unsullied and all the other slaves there was, like, really good.
Where did he put the climb? Where was that one at?
Climb is at number eight.
See, that's the one for me that is way too low on your list. Way too low.
Meh.
We get the best Littlefinger moment in that episode. See, y'all know what I'm drafting. I got the third pick.
Speaking of the draft, I have the number one pick in this year draft, Chinge. And I was wondering if you would perhaps want to swap.
We're not doing no trades in this.
I want to see if you want to swap for the 701.
No, this is This ain't fantasy football. This is a season draft. This ain't got no trades. There's no trades allowed in this.
We have a waiver. We have waivers.
We ain't got no waivers. Oh. Who's picking up 1-1 or whatever the hell we put this last that they get drafted a season one?
I'm trying to, like, there's a story I'm trying to tell with my roster.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay. Trying to be in charge of it.
This is not you. No, you're not the commissioner.
I don't think I would trade anyways because
you don't know what's coming.
Well, because I think that my number one pick, because I know, like, we all know that Reigns of Cashmere is going number one, no matter which one of us is one.
Do we know that?
I shook it up last one, right?
But I think my number one isn't going to be y'all's number one.
Okay.
So I don't need a trade.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping some sanity here. and not making me seem like an emotional bitch in a recap episode. I appreciate you.
Well.
Good looking out.
That's it. We're done. We finished season three. Can you believe we've been here for 32 episodes?
That is wild.
Insane. And that is going to do it for this, the 32nd episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones Rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review. And you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, everywhere. So on behalf of Gingy Brightbeard and TJ.
Darkbeard.
I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.